Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. I pray that you all are well. I know that we are continuing on with our time of prayer and fasting, and I pray that last month blessed you all, and we will continue on today. So today our focus is just seeking and asking God, what are we supposed to learn from this? What are we supposed to learn from this pandemic? What are we supposed to learn from all that is going on around us, all that we have been affected by as well? So that would be the topic of our devotional for today, is what am I supposed to learn from this? So our world is in a state that it has never been in before. Many of our personal lives are in a state that we've never experienced or witnessed before. Many people have lost loved ones due to COVID-19. Many people have lost loved ones to other reasons outside of COVID-19, and many of them have not been able to have proper memorial or burial services for their family members. They aren't able to gather and just comfort and grieve with one another during this time. Many people have lost their jobs during this pandemic. Many people have been furloughed and laid off and just completely terminated, and their lives have literally been turned upside down. Many people are more concerned about when their life is gonna, you know, get back to normal, which I think we all want that to happen. But many people are also just focusing so much on, well, when am I gonna be able to hang out? When am I gonna be able to party? When am I gonna be able to do this? When am I gonna be able to do that? But in the grand scheme of things, there are literally people in hospitals and at home fighting for their lives right now. And some of the things that we are concerned about, or many people are concerned about, it's just a little bit sad to even just think about. Many people are sitting at home, and maybe they aren't even moved or completely bothered or don't have a care or worry about what is going on in this world or what is going on even around them. Many people are starting new businesses. There's just so much that is going on right now. But there's also one thing that I want to challenge you guys to do and to ask and to seek God on is, what am I supposed to learn during this pandemic? We are in uncertain times. We are in unfamiliar times. But outside of all of that, we still serve a God who is all-knowing. We still serve a God who is all-powerful. We still serve a God who is purposeful. So even in the midst of all that is going on and all that we are affected by, we know that God is still able to work things out for good. One thing that is also evident during this time is just for us to draw close to God and to draw close to Him through His word and through prayer as well. Everything that we literally stand in need of, God is the source of it. He is our supplier. His word says that my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I think that it's great that we have government, we have support, we have resources, and we know that God can use other people to be a blessing to us as well. But most importantly, we should be going to God for whatever it is that we are standing in need of. I mentioned that many people have lost their jobs or have had a decrease in income, but we know that God is a provider. The Bible says the Lord will provide. He is an on-time God. And maybe during this time, God is trying to teach you who He is and what He is actually capable of doing. I think that there's a difference in experiencing God and knowing Him for who He is, opposed to just knowing that, oh, God is a way maker, God is a provider, He is a sustainer, and we can say those things. But when God puts us in situations where we literally have to lean and trust on Him to be our provider, to be our miracle worker, it changes things. And I am a testament of that. I've previously known God, you know, as a provider, and I can say that in prayer. but it took for things to happen in my life for me to truly experience him as a provider. And from that point on, to not be moved by anything anymore. So I've mentioned many times before, you've heard many of my testimonies that I've shared. I moved here to Atlanta from Chicago 4 years ago now. And I moved here without a job. I had no job in place. I was out of a job for a whole 12 months. And literally month after month, God provided. Unemployment ran out. I had little to no income that was coming in. But every month it's time to pay bills. It's time to pay rent. God literally showed up in the nick of time. And I think a lot of times we want God to show up when we want him to show up. But sometimes God will put us in situations and circumstances where we really have to truly rely on him for what his word says and for what his word says that he is. So maybe that is something that God is trying to teach you in this season. You know that God is your provider, but now is the time to experience him as that. And for many people, this could be a season where you are grieving, and we know as God's word says that he is close to the brokenhearted and that he rescues those who are crushed in spirit. So I just want to share that scripture with you guys, and I just pray that it encourages you, that it uplifts your spirit, that God knows all that it is that you are going through. And even if you're grieving outside of the loss of a loved one, you could be grieving because other people close to you have lost loved ones. You could be grieving because you lost your job. You could be grieving because of the state that our world is in right now. There are so many ways that you can, that causes you to grieve that are outside of the loss of a loved one. So I just want to encourage you, like, God is the collector of tears. God can wipe away every tear. He knows every emotion that you are feeling. He knows every thought that you are feeling. And I just pray that you will just, whatever cares or worries or burdens that you have, like, literally just carry it and cast it over to him, and he will literally make things better for you. I know sometimes it's easier said than done, but everything that you stand in need of, God literally is able to provide it for you. And like I said, many people are completely blown away of the things that are happening, and even the things that the news is highlighting. And I just want you guys to know that a lot of it, I know some things are highlighted in the Black community, but there are things that are happening and people are being affected that are outside of the Black community. I know this weekend I seen here in Atlanta, hundreds of people lining up outside of a store to purchase Jordans, and nobody has, well, a few people have masks on, there's no social distancing. And it's just sad that people care more about going to stand in line to purchase a pair of shoes that, where are you going to wear them to? The world is closed right now. Some states have been opening, but it's just sad to see where our mindset is and the things that we care more about, the things that we cherish, the things that we even idolize. And I think a lot of those things are being brought to light during this time. And even on, let's say Friday, I went out to pick up carryout, and just the amount of people that are gathered outside at the parks and just nobody social distancing. I understand that some states are opening, but there are still guidelines that we need to adhere to. And God's word says that my people perish because of their lack of knowledge, and just the things that are going on around us, it literally shows the lack of knowledge that people have in this world. So as we continue on through this week, I just want to encourage you guys just to see God on what is it that you are supposed to take away from this pandemic? What is it that God wants you to learn during this time? And it's not always everybody needs to go and rush and make a plan and do something. For many people, this is an opportunity for you to rest. And outside of rest, also resting in God's presence, resting in God's word, just communing with him, having conversation with him, seeking him in prayer, seeking him in his word as far as what is it that he wants you to be reading right now? What promises does he want you to be rooted on during this time? How is it that you can be helping other people? What is it that you need to seek God for as far as help in this season as well? So as we continue to go on through this week, I know a lot of people have been complaining, and maybe it has been you a few times. I have complained a few times as well about things, but let's move into this week instead of complaining. You said time and opportunity to seek God in prayer. Instead of gossiping, let's use that time to seek God in prayer. Instead of judging people for what they are doing and what they are not doing, let's use that opportunity and that time to seek God in prayer. Instead of worrying about tomorrow, instead of worrying about next week, instead of worrying about when we are going to get back to our normal lives, let's seek God right now on what is it that we are supposed to be learning in this moment. What is it that we can take away from this time, and just also giving us another opportunity to just be in his presence and to seek him and to also intercede on behalf of other people. Yes, we may be rooted in God's word and know who he is, but everybody else's doesn't have that same spiritual discipline that we have. So this is an opportunity for us to also begin to pray and intercede on behalf of others. I know during our time of prayer for April, our verse was 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I still want us to continue to reflect on that verse and to continue to seek God in prayer and making sure that we are also confessing our sins on a daily basis, as well as repenting for the things that we have done that have not been pleasing to God's sight. Yes, we can confess our sins one day, but none of us are perfect. We sin daily. We all fall short of God's glory daily. So we all should be seeking God in prayer. Whatever sins that we have committed, just speaking those things specifically to him. Even as things that we have committed, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly, or things that we've just unconsciously done, seeking him and asking him for forgiveness. And not just asking for forgiveness, but truly repenting. It's one thing to confess a sin and then tomorrow you go right back to it. Truly go to God and confess that sin and truly turn away from it. Like, repentance is a 180. It's not a 360 where I'm confessing a sin today and then tomorrow I'm sinning again. Like, granted, I said we all fall short, but praise God for his glory, praise God for his grace, and praise him for being a forgiving God. But we also have to make sure that we are being intentional. And also praying and confessing the sins of our nation and repenting on behalf of our nation as well. You can turn on the news and just see all of the chaos, all of the sin, just all of the things that are going on around us. And this is an opportunity for us to literally stand up, be watchmen, be on our guard, be on our post, and to be able to pray and intercede on behalf of other people. So let's continue to seek him throughout this week for guidance, for wisdom, and for knowledge as well. And if it's anything that God is leading you to start during this time, whether it's a business, whether it's a passion, whether it's a ministry, whether it's a project, whatever that is, I know that we are in a time where we are seeking God for income, or we're just trying to find more sources of income. But whatever you are planning to do, whatever even that God is leading you to do, whatever God is leading you to do, do it. Even if it doesn't make sense, even if you don't know how it's going to go. I didn't know how this prayer and fasting was going to go for the month of April. I didn't know at the time prior to starting it that it was going to be led into a Monday weekly prayer call. But I also know that God has been leading me to pray weekly anyway. So it took a pandemic for it to happen, but here we are. But what I want you guys to really focus on is whatever it is that you're starting to do or you're making plans about, please make sure that God is included in it. What service would it be for you to start something that God has not called you to do, and then you expect him to bless whatever it is that you're working on? So whatever it is that you are planning to do right now, whatever projects, whatever it may be, I just want you guys to make sure that you are seeking God during this time. So just as a reminder, we are just going about this day as well as this week, asking God, what are we supposed to learn from all that is going on in our lives, all that is going on in our country, all that is going on in nations, all that is going on around us? There's something for each and every one of us to learn. And I do not want us to come out of this pandemic not receiving what God intended for us to have during this time. So now we will go before the Lord in prayer. So just asking that you guys will just humble your hearts, your mind, and your spirit as we go before God in prayer. And also, as I am praying, please
feel free to join in and pray with me, come into agreement with the things that God leads me to pray about, and please speak and pray whatever it is that God is placing on your heart during this time as well. So dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for this time. We thank you, Lord, for leading us during this pandemic, oh God. We thank you, Father, for leading us during a time of prayer and fasting. We thank you, Father, for just all of the blessings, all of the testimonies, all of the miracles that we all have been able to experience and witness throughout the month of April. The fact that you have woken us up on this morning, oh God, is a miracle within itself, oh God. So we thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Father, that you have given us breath in our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have literally breathed breath into our lungs on today, oh God. Our lives and our situation and our health could be far worse than what it is right now, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you have us exactly where you want us to be, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we have good health, oh God, and we pray, Father, for those who do not, oh God. We just ask, Father, that you will just heal them, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will breathe life and breath into them, oh God. We pray, Father, that you will breathe strength into each and every one of us, oh God. Many of us are weak in many areas, whether it be physically, oh God, whether it be spiritually, oh God. And we just ask, Father, that whatever that we are lacking, oh God, that we are able to find it through you, oh God. So we thank you for what you are doing during this time, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are all-knowing, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are all-powerful, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are mighty, oh God. We thank you, Father, that all that is going on in this world, oh God, we thank you, Father, that none of it is a surprise to you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are purposeful, oh God, even though we can't see the whole purpose as to why we are going through this pandemic, oh God. We thank you, Father, that it is drawing us closer to you, oh God, that it is drawing us closer to your word, oh God, that it is drawing us closer to seek you in prayer, oh God, that it is drawing us closer to pray and intercede even on behalf of others, oh God. We pray, Father, just for those who are in this dark world, oh God, we just ask, Father, that they may come to see you, oh God, that they may come to know you, oh God, that they may be brought out of darkness and into light, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you have brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will help us, Lord, that you will help us to be a light into this dark world, oh God, that you will help us to be a vessel, oh God, a vessel for your kingdom, oh God, so that we may be able to draw people closer to you, oh God, so that they may be able to experience the God that we serve, oh God, the God that is a protector, oh God, the God that is a healer, oh God, the God that is a miracle worker, oh God, a God who is able to do the unthinkable, oh God, a God who is able to do the impossible, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will help each and every one of us, oh God, to be able to see and experience you in a new way during this pandemic, oh God. We can speak and say that you are a provider, oh God, but let us truly experience you as our provider, oh God. So we pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will just begin to open doors, oh God, that we cannot open on our own, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will begin to send people who can be a blessing to us during this time, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even show us ways that we are even able to be a blessing to other people during this time as well, oh God. We come before you, oh God, just praying for knowledge, praying for wisdom, praying for understanding, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will lead and guide us in each and everything that we do, oh God. We pray right now, Father, that we are able to seek you first, your kingdom and righteousness, so that all things may be added unto us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our supplier, oh God, that you are our sustainer, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are just a good, good Father, oh God. We come before you on today, oh God, just confessing our sins, oh God, sins that we've committed, whether it be knowingly or unknowingly and intentionally or unintentionally, oh God. We all fall short of your glory, oh God, but we're so thankful and grateful that you are a forgiving God. We are so thankful and grateful for your son, Jesus Christ, oh God, who died on the cross so that our sins could even be forgiven, oh God. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you for the blood that cleanses us, oh God. We thank you for the blood that saves us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood that purifies us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the blood that redeems us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that just as your word says that if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will even bring to light the things that we've done that have not been pleasing to your sight, oh God. We ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will even just move distractions out of our way right now, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will remove all hindrances out of our way right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will open up our spiritual eyes, oh God, so that we may be able to see from your perspective, oh God, so that we don't miss anything that it is that you are trying to show us, oh God, that you are trying to reveal to us, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that you are a revealer of all things, oh God. All we have to do is just seek you, oh God, to be still before you, oh God, to sit and rest in your presence, oh God, and to wait for you to answer, oh God. Help us not to just be so quick and praying and getting up and moving and going about our days, oh God, but help us to truly sit still before you, oh God, so that we are able to hear what it is that you have to speak to us, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will just open up our spiritual ears, oh God, so that we can hear from you clearly, oh God. We pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will give us discernment like never before, oh God. We have so many thoughts that are going through our head. Many of us are trying to determine if they are thoughts from us, if they are thoughts from you, if they're thoughts from the enemy, oh God. But we know, Father, that as we continue to rest in your presence, oh God, that we are able to discern your voice, oh God. We're able to know when you are the one who is speaking, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you would just give us discernment during this time, during this day, during this week, oh God. Help us to not be led astray, oh God. Help us to be led down the path that you have created and destined for each and every one of us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for what you are doing in and through us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for what you are doing even around us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even the miracles that are taking place right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the miracles that are going to take place on this week, oh God, even on this month, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are truly a miraculous God. So we ask, Father, for your miraculous power to just stream through our lives right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We pray, Father, for your miraculous power, for your healing power, for your divine intervention, oh God, to be amongst each and every one of us, oh God. We also want to take this time, oh God, to just cover those who have loved ones who are battling COVID-19 right now, oh God. Those who are in the hospital, battling and fighting for their lives right now, oh God. Those who are on ventilators, oh God. Those who are even at home with the virus that are trying to fight through this, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Gabor, oh God, that you are the God who wars for us, oh God, that you are the God who fights for us, oh God. Help us all to know, Lord, that we don't have to fight this battle alone, oh God, that you are fighting for us, oh God, that you have already won the battles for us, oh God, that you have already won the victory for each and every one of us, oh God. So we just invite your Holy Spirit right now, oh God, into the hospitals, oh God, on the sick beds of people, oh God, in nursing homes, oh God, in rehab facilities, oh God, in homes right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask right now, Father, for your healing power to reign through their bodies right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We command, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, for this virus to be removed from them, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We know, Father, that you are a healer, oh God. We know, Father, that you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God. We know that there's nothing that's too difficult for you to do, oh God. And the fact that you are a healer, oh God, we stand firm on your promises, oh God, that you will heal, oh God. We stand believing, oh God. We stand thanking you right now, Father, that you are healing people right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that they are coming out of this, oh God, that they are surviving, oh God, that they are overcoming, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even the testimony that you are birthing in them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will continue to move and have your way, oh God. We command, Father, for every attack of the enemy to be aborted, abolished, and destroyed over all of our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Whatever plans, whatever tactics, whatever strategies that he has, oh God, we command, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that they be broken right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. May chains be broken off of our lives right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. May strongholds be broken right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We are free through you, oh God. May we know that and experience that, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Anything that is preventing us from being free, oh God, we ask right now that you cast it down in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you help us to be reminded of who we are and whose we are, oh God. That we are reminded of the power and the authority that we have through you, oh God, that we have through your Son, Christ, oh God. May the power be activated in each and every one of us, oh God. May we speak to our mountains that stand before us, oh God. May we speak to them and may they be cast down right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. May barriers be broken right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. May we all be able to receive, Lord, all that it is that you have for each and every one of us, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you for hearing our prayers on this day, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will help us to just trust in you, to lean not on our own understanding, oh God, but in all of our ways to be able to acknowledge you, to be able to submit to you, knowing that you will make all of our paths straight, oh God, knowing that we will come out of this pandemic stronger, oh God, knowing that we will come out of this pandemic better, oh God, know that we will come out of this pandemic, oh God, as stronger warriors, oh God, as people who are truly rooted and planted in your word and who you are, oh God. So we thank you, Father, and we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in for our time of devotion and prayer on today. I pray that this message and prayer carries you forward throughout the rest of this week. During your time of fasting on today, you can choose whatever fast that God leads you to do. And during that time of fasting, instead of your time where you would be eating, please use that time to seek God in prayer. Please continue to cover even the prayer focuses that we had during our April time of prayer and fasting. Please continue to lift those things up. It was not just for the month of April. Those are still things that we are seeking and believing God to do. Even on today, even during this entire month of May as well. So I thank you all so much for joining me. Please feel free to share this prayer with someone. Please feel free to invite someone to join in with us on next Monday at 7 a.m. So I love you guys so much, and please stay safe. Please use wisdom. And I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. If you have any prayer requests, you can feel free to put them in the comments and I will pray for them. You can also message me or email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. So love you guys and have a blessed and amazing Monday and a wonderful rest of your week. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.